More than 600 American cities have streets named after Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And now, after several years of debate, Kansas City rejoins the list. This week, the city's Parks and Recreation Board of Commissioners voted to rename a large section of two parkways after the civil rights leader. The decision comes after residents 2 years ago voted to remove King's name from a well-known boulevard in the city. Let's bring in reporter Luke Martin from member station KCUR. And Luke, the city first honored Dr. King with a street named after him in 2019, as I mentioned, but voters overturned that decision. Remind us what happened.
Yeah, that vote was an overwhelming one. 70% of Kansas City voters decided to reject the city council's attempt to rename the Paseo for Martin Luther King Jr. And so, the city was put in this position where they had to take down Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard signs that had already been mounted and remount ones that said the Paseo. More recently, Mayor Quentin Lucas, who actually lives on the Paseo himself, asked the Kansas City Parks Board to start gathering community ideas for how we could honor Martin Luther King Jr. The Parks Board said they got 600 ideas, of course, after that original vote was overturned.
CMO Parks Commissioner Chris Good, who is Black, spoke with KCUR about why this is more than just a street naming. Let's listen.
It was 53 years ago that Dr. King was slain. Yes. It was murder. His blood laid in a pool on a balcony. This isn't just this green piece of material that will adorn our boulevard. This is a moment for us to come alongside of each other.
Can you give us insight, though, into why there was that initial opposition to rename Paseo after MLK?
Absolutely. So, you know, members of the Black clergy here in Kansas City had really been working for decades to try and find a street that we could name after Martin Luther King Jr. They landed on this idea of the Paseo in January of 2016. What had to happen, though, was the city council had to bypass a requirement that said the majority of people living on the street had to approve of the change. The council bypassed this requirement, and that naturally caused some controversy. So people who wanted to reverse the name change said that, one, the Paseo has some historical significance here in Kansas City. It's the oldest boulevard in town. And they said that the council just did not do a good enough job informing residents that the change was going to happen.
This is also a symbolic change. It's really speaking to the coming together of two neighborhoods. Describe these two parkways and the neighborhoods they run through. Who are the residents and who live there?
Sure. So the Paseo, at its creation, it was kind of the wealthy part of Kansas City, and you had a lot of very wealthy white residents who lived around that boulevard. In the ensuing decades, Kansas City became very racially segregated, and that area of town really fell on the wrong side of the red line here in Kansas City. And now it is really the backbone of the Black community here in Kansas City. The new Martin Luther King route is very different. It is not a residential neighborhood at all. It's kind of anchored on the west end by Kansas City's ritziest outdoor mall, the Country Club Plaza. You have a public library. You have the University of Missouri, Kansas City there as well. And just across the creek, you have the Nelson Atkins Museum, which is, you know, one of Kansas City's crown jewels. But it is much more commercial and cultural as you go down that new Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
That's KCUR reporter Luke Martin talking with us today about the city voting to rename a street after Martin Luther King Jr. Luke, thank you so much.
My pleasure.